Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to recap the 2016 Iowa legislative session in the House.
And we'll start with some of those things that were accomplished and that allowed the session to end, and that was the compromise on a couple of key provisions for the Iowa DOT budget, a $9-point-some-million cut by the House that was ultimately cut down by a committee, and then the Health and Human Services. We'll start with the DOT. What was kind of the common ground there that ultimately set the Iowa DOT budget where it was through the appropriations bill?
Well, the situation was that the House didn't think that was necessary. We thought that money was going to roads and bridges. That's why we raised the gas tax last year. And this nearly $10 million number that they wanted to spend on salaries came late. We felt in the House that it wasn't necessary, and that's where we were. When we went to conference, this hasn't come out as far as I know, but I was on that conference committee, and initially the Senate agreed to zero. And were quite emphatic that they were with us on that. In fact, they were saying things like, I don't want to fall on my sword for the Department of Transportation. Subsequently, they came back and said, no, that's not what they meant to say. Now, if that had been a case of a committee chair going back and finding out from his leadership that he had mistaken his mission, that's one thing. But he came back and said, this never happened. I found that very, very disturbing. But at any rate, after all the dust settled, we ended up splitting the difference and allowing them a $4.5 or $4.6 million salary bill, which, whether they needed or not, no other department got a salary bill like that. And that's one of the reasons that the House was opposed to it.
Your response then just to the DOT claiming that is eventually going to cause an eventual number of dozens of employees being laid off over the next 4 years. What is kind of your counter argument to that? And ultimately, how is this, do you think, going to get settled moving forward?
Well, first of all, we'll wait and see how many people actually get laid off. I don't think there'll be any, frankly. But if we're negotiating salary and benefit increases that result in layoffs, we ought to do a better job of negotiating, or probably more pertinently, the legislature needs to change the law so that the department can negotiate in a more business-like manner. But any time that we allow wage and benefit increases that we can't afford, necessarily there will be layoffs, and both sides should understand that.
Also a compromise between the House and Senate on a number of provisions, including some oversight on managed Medicaid, the restoration of funds ultimately to health care providers that provide abortions, and then the increase, I believe, on adoption services. What do you feel about that compromise, and ultimately, how do you think that played out?
The piece on adoption services is a good thing. We need to do what we can to help folks who are adopting children. So I think that was a good thing. The piece on life, I regret that, but that's part of the compromise. And until we can control both the House and the Senate, we are not going to be able to make headway on life issues, I don't believe. Although we have made some headway in the last couple of years. As far as the oversight piece, what came out in the bill was pretty much what House negotiators had proposed, and I think it will be more than adequate to oversee the new process with Medicaid.
One of the provisions that didn't quite make the cut in 2017 was the potential expansion of the medicinal marijuana bill. Ultimately, what got tangled up in the Iowa House with that bill?
House Republicans made what I consider to be a reasonable proposal. We had some assurances from the state of Minnesota, from officials up there in both houses and the governor's office, that they really need more customers to make their program viable, and that they would welcome Iowa participation. If the goal is to get medical marijuana to those who desperately need it, to me, that proposal was the most expeditious way to get it, because if we had passed our bill and Minnesota had chosen to go along, those who really need it could have gotten their medical marijuana as early as, say, this summer. If we had passed a bill that required Iowa to establish dispensaries and so forth, we're talking 2 years out. So I think the Republican bill was a good faith effort to try to help those who need it. Unfortunately, the Democrats decided that they were not going to go along with that for reasons that I can't divine. And, of course, in the Republican caucus, we have a minority of our members who still oppose medical marijuana on principle. So as a result, we didn't have the votes to pass it. But it'll be back next year, I'm sure.
That concludes today's Rentschkat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.